Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Colossians and Philemon, Reformed Expository Commentary by Richard D. Phillips, narrated by Basil Sands. To Him who is in everything preeminent. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Him we proclaim. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. Series Introduction. In every generation, there is a fresh need for the faithful exposition of God's Word in the church. At the same time, the church must constantly do the work of theology, reflecting on the teaching of Scripture, confessing its doctrines of the Christian faith, and applying them to contemporary culture. We believe that these two tasks, the expositional and the theological, are interdependent. Our doctrine must derive from the biblical text, and our understanding of any particular passage of Scripture must arise from the doctrine taught in Scripture as a whole. We further believe that these interdependent tasks of biblical exposition and theological reflection are best undertaken in the church, and most specifically, in the pulpits of the church. This is all the more true since the study of Scripture properly results in doxology and praxis, that is, in praise to God and practical application in the lives of believers. In pursuit of these ends, we are pleased to present the Reformed Expository Commentary as a fresh exposition of Scripture for our generation in the church. We hope and pray that pastors, teachers, Bible study leaders, and many others will find this series to be a faithful, inspiring, and useful resource for the study of God's infallible, inerrant Word. The Reformed Expository Commentary has four fundamental commitments. First, these commentaries aim to be biblical, presenting a comprehensive exposition characterized by careful attention to the details of the text. They are not exegetical commentaries, commenting word by word or even verse by verse, but integrated expositions of whole passages of Scripture. Each commentary will thus present a sequential, systematic treatment of an entire book of the Bible, passage by passage. Second, these commentaries are unashamedly doctrinal. We are committed to the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Each volume will teach, promote, and defend the doctrines of the Reformed faith as they are found in the Bible. Third, these commentaries are redemptive historical in their orientation. We believe in the unity of the Bible and its central message of salvation in Christ. We are thus committed to a Christ-centered view of the Old Testament, in which its characters, events, regulations, and institutions are properly understood as pointing us to Christ and His gospel, as well as giving us examples to follow in living by faith. Fourth, these commentaries are practical, applying the text of Scripture to contemporary challenges of life, both public and private, with appropriate illustrations. The contributors to the Reformed Expository Commentary are all pastor scholars. As pastor, each author will first present his expositions in the pulpit ministry of his church. This means that these commentaries are rooted in the teachings of Scripture to real people in the church. While aiming to be scholarly, these expositions are not academic. Our intent is to be faithful, clear, and helpful to Christians who possess various levels of biblical and theological training, as should be true in any effective pulpit ministry. Inevitably, this means that some issues of academic interest will not be covered. Nevertheless, we aim to achieve a responsible level of scholarship, seeking to promote and model this for pastors and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?